I'm Jim Stevenson. Welcome to The Game Room. Host Spain, led by world number one men's tennis player Rafael Nadal, is holding the Davis Cup for the sixth time and first since 2011.
Well, have been amazing the whole week. Of course, when you finally win the title after all the things that we went through during this week, and playing at home is something difficult to describe. No, it's an amazing feeling, and especially share this great moment with all the people that supported us during the whole week, is just unforgettable.
After saving a set point, Nadal beat Denis Shapovalov 6-3, 7-6 on match point to secure a 2-0 victory over Canada. Shapovalov was proud of his team for reaching the Davis Cup final for the first time.
I feel like we've really come really far as a team, as a nation, and definitely we're super proud. Obviously, it sucks losing in the finals, but I'm super proud of everyone. We've put in 120% every single day, so it's amazing how far we've been able to come.
Roberto Bautista Agut returned to the Spanish team after rushing home to be with his father, who passed away. Agut defeated Félix Auger-Aliassime 7-6, 6-3. Auger-Aliassime did what he could.
As any individual would do on this team, I went out there and gave everything. And, you know, when we step on court, we're a team, and I did everything to try and bring a point, but I couldn't.
Amid personal loss, Agut was happy to claim the Davis Cup.
Me and Rafa and all the team, when Rafa won the last point, was amazing. No? It was an unbelievable feeling.
Feliciano Lopez was at a loss to fully describe Nadal's contribution to the winning effort.
I think he's a great person, he's a great human, and he's a extraordinary tennis player. I've never seen something like this. So what do you want me to say? I mean, it's so tough for me to answer this question, but for sure there's things that Rafa is able to do that nobody's able to do it.
This Davis Cup tournament was the first under the new 18-team format, with round-robin play until the quarterfinals. The format led to some controversy when Canada qualified for the quarterfinals with a 2-0 lead over the United States and then gave the U.S. team a walkover in doubles. The 6-love, 6-love win could have affected other nations trying to reach the knockout phase. Novak Djokovic of Serbia voiced his displeasure.
I heard that actually just recently, and I personally don't like that. I mean, that shouldn't be allowed, to be honest. I just feel it's not fair that the opposing team was at USA, get 6-love, 6-love, because they are going actually head-to-head to against Italy, and then the winner might be, you know, is going to be second, but then that 6-love, 6-love might make a big difference in the calculations for the second best teams in the group.
Andy Murray of Britain agreed.
I don't think that's good, and I think that I felt like one of the positive things to the way the group stages work is that all of the matches are live. There isn't any dead rubbers, so where Canada may have felt that was a dead rubber in theory for them because they were already through, that could have implications.
The incident will be one of several issues to be ironed out as the new Davis Cup format is played in future years. Unbeaten WBC heavyweight champion Deontay Wilder remains unbeaten.
I think I earned my due respect and my credit, you know, to say that I am the hardest hitting puncher in boxing history, period.
One punch was all Wilder needed to successfully defend his World Boxing Council title for the 10th time, knocking out Cuban Luis Ortiz in the 7th round of their bout in Las Vegas. It was a rematch many said Wilder didn't need after narrowly escaping Ortiz last year in Brooklyn, New York.
I started boxing late, so, you know, I'm still learning, and I love to learn. I love to continue to learn, because if I wasn't still learning, then this would be boring to me already. You know, the knockouts that I have, this would be like, it's boring now, you know.
Wilder found himself behind through most of the bout until he unleashed a powerful right cross that landed Ortiz on the canvas. The 34-year-old Wilder now owns a 42-0-1 record with 41 knockouts and has his sights set on a rematch early next year with Britain's Tyson Fury, with the hope of claiming every heavyweight title.
Now we move on to the next phase and chapter in my life. I'm looking to be the undisputed heavyweight champion of the world. One champion, one phase, one name. I'm on the pursuit of that, and I'm getting closer and closer each and every time.
Wilder is always quick to remind his power is just as fast as his words.
These guys had to be perfect for 12 rounds. I only had to be perfect for 2 seconds. And in the blink of an eye, bam, baby, good night.
Oh, I feel like I must start crying.
Jon Rahm of Spain won his second Race to Dubai golf title by winning the DP World Tour Championship in Dubai. Rahm began the final round with a 6-shot lead, looking to cruise to the first consecutive event win of his career. But miscues and challengers erased his advantage.
It's golf. At some point, you're bound to have some bad stretch of golf. And unfortunately for me, it happened from 8 till about 15 of the final round instead of earlier in the tournament. But I've never had to grind out after losing a lead like that. So it was meant to be to happen like this. It happened how it happened, and I'm happy about it. You know, it was a lot of effort mental in the last few holes to just, you know, refocus and put everything in perspective and remember I still had a chance to win.
Still, Rahm had a chance to win on the final hole.
Hard to believe that besides the putt, the first 3 shots here on 18 is about as calm as I've been all day, just because I told myself on 18, okay, you got a chance. How many times do you dream of having a birdie the last hole to win a tournament and you can make this a possibility? So hit the best drive of the week, a great 4-iron at the windy intake, and outstanding bunker shot, and I made the putt. Hard to believe.
Rahm finished at 19 under par, while Tommy Fleetwood of England was 1 shot back and 1 shot away from having the same winner's story as Rahm.
There's always going to be a little bit of disappointment there, but for the most part, I wasn't in it, got myself back in it, and I was, I'm very proud of the way I played on that back nine, and, you know, John's moment, he's played unbelievable this year, and, you know, fair play, great birdie down the last, and just happy with my week.
For Robert McIntyre of Scotland, a win of another kind.
Halfway through the season, we seen it in sight, and that was one of the goals, and today we finally achieved it.
McIntyre's 6-under-par performance gave him Rookie of the Year honours.
I didn't even think about the Rookie of the Year, if I'm being honest. The last 2 days I've just went and played my golf, and finally some good golf turned up this week.
Exhausted, Fleetwood is welcoming a change of schedule.
I'm looking forward to a break first. I'm looking forward to waking up tomorrow with nothing to do. Kids can go to school, Claire can do a bit of work, I can do nothing, so that's going to be really nice. And then, you know, get back at it.
Rahm vaults to number 3 in the world rankings.
I had no idea that would take me to number 3. Wow. Well, that's unbelievable. I mean, hard to believe. It's been a great year, and again, after taking 6 weeks off, I took a little bit of a risk, but I felt like it was needed. So for everybody out there who thinks that you need to train all the time, rest is just as important.
He and legend Seve Ballesteros are the only Spaniards to win the Race to Dubai and be the top-ranked European golfer.
Did I? Is that... Oh, man, I didn't even think about that. Oh, I can't say it. It's, you know, Seve's such an idol for all of us, and so are Sergio and Ollie and so many of the great Spanish players. And to think that I'm putting my name there before they do, because Sergio can still do it, obviously. Hard to believe.
The traditional sounds of Formula One racing are slowly giving way to the sounds of Formula E. Electric cars are routinely speeding across tracks around the world, including the latest event in Riyadh, where English driver Alexander Sims led a first and second place run for the BMW iAndretti Motorsport team in the second race of the Formula E doubleheader opening weekend.
That was pretty much a dream race, from what I could see anyway. We seemed to execute everything really, really well, make the right decisions at the right times. Energy consumption was good. It just all went smoothly today.
English driver Sam Bird of Envision Virgin Racing took the checkered flag in the first race, but crashed during the second event.
The World Athletics Male Athlete of the Year is Eliud Kipchoge.
Pioneering marathon runner Eliud Kipchoge became the first man to run a sub-2-hour marathon earlier in the year.
It was really special. The day was really cool. I'm happy to be the first human being to run under 2 hours. And I hope I inspired a lot of generation. It was about human family. And I trust that from today onwards, everybody will be positive in life. And in general, I'm really happy for making history.
His time was not officially recognized as a world record because he ran on his own with a rotating group of pacemakers in strictly controlled conditions. The Kenyan's only competitive race this year was at the London Marathon in April, which he won, and he predicts sub-2-hour competitive marathon times will become routine.
I think in the near future, all the athletes and most of them will run under 2 hours. And I trust that in one of the biggest big city marathons, running under 2 hours is possible.
World record-breaking hurdler Dalila Muhammad was named the Female World Athlete of the Year.
It's been an amazing year. I'm so thankful to be here. I'm so thankful for my coach and all my supporters, my family. It's been a tough year, and it just came home excellently.
Muhammad set a new world record time of 52.16 seconds in clinching the 400-meter hurdles gold medal at the World Athletics Championships in Doha, Qatar. She beat her previous record set at the USA Outdoor Track and Field Championships in July and is looking forward to a strong showing at next year's Tokyo Olympics.
I'm excited. You know, I think, you know, the pressure comes along with the sport, and this year I got through it, so I think Tokyo, I'll be able to handle it all the same.
The Game Room opens with new stories each week, or play anytime on voanews.com.